Part 4. Listen to a report about different ways to improve learning. You'll hear the report twice. For tasks A to E, tick the correct answer.
Learning not only belongs to school life, it's a lifetime thing. Here are four of the most common types of learners. 1. Visual learners. Students who learn by seeing and observing things, including pictures or diagrams, understand information better when it's presented in a visual way. These are the doodling students, your list makers, and your students who take notes. Things like whiteboards or smart boards help them when they are taught in class. They often need opportunities to draw things for better understanding. 2. Auditory learners. These students need to hear the sound and would much rather listen to a book than read the book, and they often use their own voices to find new concepts and ideas. These types of learners prefer reading out loud to themselves. They aren't afraid to speak up in class and are great at verbally explaining things. Additionally, they may be slower at reading and may often repeat things a teacher tells them. 3. Experiencing learners. Experiencing learners, sometimes called tactile learners, learn better by doing things. They like to get involved by acting out events or using their hands to touch and handle in order to understand concepts. These learners might struggle to sit still and often excel at sports or like to dance. They may need to take more frequent breaks when studying. For better learning efforts, teachers should help them by getting them moving. For example, they can be instructed to act a scene from a book or something similar. 4. Reading or writing learners. Reading or writing learners prefer to learn through written words. While there is some mixture with visual learning, these types of learners learn far better by writing, reading articles or books, writing in diaries, looking up words in the dictionary, and searching the internet for just about everything. This is probably the easiest way of learning, because the traditional teaching is based on writing essays, doing research, and reading books. Learning not only belongs to school life, it's a lifetime thing. Here are four of the most common types of learners. 1. Visual learners. Students who learn by seeing and observing things, including pictures or diagrams, understand information better when it's presented in a visual way. These are the doodling students, your list makers, and your students who take notes. Things like whiteboards or smart boards help them when they are taught in class. They often need opportunities to draw things for better understanding. 2. Auditory learners. These students need to hear the sound and would much rather listen to a book than read the book, and they often use their own voices to find new concepts and ideas. These types of learners prefer reading out loud to themselves. They aren't afraid to speak up in class and are great at verbally explaining things. Additionally, they may be slower at reading and may often repeat things a teacher tells them. 3. Experiencing learners. Experiencing learners, sometimes called tactile learners, learn better by doing things. They like to get involved by acting out events or using their hands to touch and handle in order to understand concepts. These learners might struggle to sit still and often excel at sports or like to dance. They may need to take more frequent breaks when studying. For better learning efforts, teachers should help them by getting them moving. For example, they can be instructed to act a scene from a book or something similar. 4. Reading or writing learners. Reading or writing learners prefer to learn through written words. While there is some mixture with visual learning, these types of learners learn far better by writing, reading articles or books, writing in diaries, looking up words in the dictionary, and searching the internet for just about everything. This is probably the easiest way of learning, because the traditional teaching is based on writing essays, doing research, and reading books.
This is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers.